Welcome to Belfast City Vineyard, where we are pursuing formation in the presence of Jesus, community gathered around him, and the impact he empowers us to bring in our families, city, and the world. The following message was given at one of our Sunday services. For more information, visit our website at belfastcityvineyard.com.
So good to be reminded of all the people that God invited into that first Christmas story and how so many of them said yes. The invitations came and they said, yes, I want to be a part of that. And as they did, for each of them, their yes led to an encounter with Jesus. Have you ever thought about that? Like, they got to meet Jesus. They got to be there and bring him gifts and even hold the baby and be part of encountering God Almighty in human form. Just incredible. But much more than that, it also led them into being part of his story. 2,000 and some years later, we're still talking about those shepherds and those wise men who came to meet Jesus. They were woven into his story that he's been working out. And as we heard in our final message that Andy read, God is still in the business of issuing invitations. He wants all of us to say yes to him. But I think so often we've made that yes into something that it was never meant to be. Maybe you've somehow heard or thought that saying yes to Jesus really means cleaning up your act, trying hard to be good, and going through just a whole bunch of kind of religious acts, like going to church and praying and reading your Bible, and basically just trying to keep God happy. What if God had a much more interesting invitation for us this Christmas? Because just like that story that we've just heard and the invitations in it, God firstly invites us into encounter. Into an encounter with him, to come into friendship with him. You see, religion says, clean up, be good, and maybe someday God will come close, or we'll at least get to meet him when we die in heaven. But Jesus says, come as you are. Come to me now, broken bits and failures and faults and all. You don't have to clean yourself up. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't need to perform for me. Come as you are and we'll work together on health and healing and wholeness. And that's the Christmas story. Not performance, but encounter. As Sheena said, we have this wonderful nativity out in the foyer that was put together by our kids department last week. Anybody help make those animals? Yeah. You guys did an awesome job. They're really cool. They're really cool. I love it. Now, it's made out of recycled material and things that you would normally throw away. And we did that not because we can't afford craft supplies, but actually because that's part of understanding the Christmas story. You see, God takes broken and busted up and seemingly unimportant things. He takes the junk of our lives and he makes something beautiful out of them. He enters into our chaos and our mess, and he brings his peace and his order. More than that, he goes to the people that society would rather disregard, would rather push to the margins and say, you're not important. And he goes there and he says, I choose you. I want you. You're my first pick. I'm sure if you've been to church around Christmas time before, you'll have heard lots of the familiar Bible readings that we read every year, and one of those is in Isaiah 9. You see, 700 years before Jesus was born, God spoke to a man called Isaiah, and he gave him a message or a promise for his people. We read this in Isaiah 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. 700 years later, Jesus was that baby that was promised. And when we say yes to him, we're not saying yes to a baby in a manger. We're saying yes to God Almighty, to encountering him, not as a small child, but as a wonderful counselor, a source of wisdom and guidance. Anybody need that this Christmas? We're not saying yes to him as a baby in a manger, but as a mighty God. The word mighty there is actually a warrior term. It's a battle term. It's really saying that he fights on our behalf. Anybody facing anything that you could do with God fighting on your behalf? I am. We encounter him not as a baby, but as an everlasting father. Don't know what your relationship has been like with your father, but all earthly fathers, as good as they are, and mothers, are broken and human. God's the perfect, eternal Father. And when we encounter him as that, we find a place of belonging, of protection, and of support and provision. Anybody need that this Christmas? And when we say yes to him, we encounter him not as a baby in a manger, but as the Prince of Peace, bringing the chaos and the anxiety and the storms of our life to a place of peace. In all those things, he brings the messy bits of our life to beauty and order and purpose, if we'll say yes to him. A few weeks ago, I received a really encouraging email from a guy I've known for a good few years. In it, he shared a bit of his story that I hadn't known before, part of his story that had come at a time before we'd ever met. And he shared how, in that period of his life, he'd hit a really difficult patch. Things had got really dark. The wheels had pretty much come off life. And he'd found himself homeless and really struggling. In that season, he got referred to Storehouse, which, like I said earlier, is our partner charity, where he was able to access food support and clothing and lots of care. And he said yes to that offer. He responded and he went, and there he found a welcome. He found kindness and care and support. And in that process, as people served him and loved him and spent time with him, listened to his story and cared for him, they also prayed for him. And he encountered Jesus. And he gave his yes to Jesus. And in that darkest of times in his life, he shared with me that Jesus became not a baby in a manger, but his wonderful counselor, his mighty God, his everlasting Father, and his Prince of Peace. And over the years since that time, Jesus has walked with him day by day. He didn't fix everything overnight. Journeyed with him, helping bring order to the chaotic bits of his life and beauty out of the broken times and the really hard times. And today he is settled in a home, has a good job, is a loving and caring husband, and has done a wonderful job of being a dad. All because he said yes to the invitation of Jesus to do life with him. But just like those characters in the story, the encounter with Jesus didn't stop just with him. And when we say yes to Jesus, it's not just for us. Because not only has my friend found healing and wholeness in Jesus, he also got invited into being part of God's story. To bring life and hope and joy and peace to those around him. And both he and his wife live with a quiet kindness and generosity. And together they're this constant source of encouragement and blessing to those around them. And personally, I've been blessed by them many, many times. It's just beautiful. When Jesus invites us to give him our yes, it's not to religion and to performance. It's not even just to heaven when we die. It's to encounter him now. It's friendship now. It's to healing and beauty and peace, and to live in friendship with him as part of his story, helping bring order and hope to the broken and the despairing world around us. Would you like to say yes to that this Christmas? I'm not going to put the word yes on the screen. It's bigger than that. It's an invitation that you need to say yes in your heart to if you want it. Some of us would call ourselves followers of Jesus, and at every stage there's more. There's always more that he's inviting us into that we get to say yes all over again to. What is it for you this Christmas? For some of us, you're maybe here and you wouldn't call yourself a follower of Jesus. And what you've heard in the past was performance and religion and deeply uncompelling. And if this Christmas you actually want something different, a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father, and a Prince of Peace, and you want to say yes to that this Christmas and to encountering him, you can do that today. I'm going to pray a prayer in just a second, and you can echo that in your heart. That will not transform your life overnight, but it will begin a friendship and a journey with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The band are going to come because we're going to finish with a couple of songs, but as they're getting ready, I want to pray. If you want to say yes to Jesus today, you can echo this prayer in your heart. Let's pray together. Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you chose to step down from heaven and enter into this broken world so that I could be made right with you. I'm sorry for the places I've got it wrong. I'm sorry for the ways that I've tried to fix my own life. I'm done living my way. Today, you have my yes. I receive you as the King of my life. Would you be my friend? Would you journey with me? Would you lead me into health and wholeness and peace this Christmas and forevermore? Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message. For all the latest information about what's happening in the life of our church, or if you have any questions or comments, head over to BelfastCityVineyard.com.